Blog Talk Radio.
Love you. I am your Father in heaven, and you are my child. I love you so much. When you are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. I care about you so much, and I am with you right now. I am near you, right by your side. I am always with you.
God of all comfort, comfort me.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Evangelist Monica Hardaway, and I just would like to thank everyone for joining me this evening for the teaching on May God Comfort You Through the Storm. And what I'm doing is a series on storms. And I would just like to acknowledge Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International, under the leadership of Prophetess Teresa Dox and Elder Quentin Dox. It's just a blessing to be up under their leadership, and I'm just so thankful and grateful that God chose me to serve him and be teaching today. Father God, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for today. Thank you for waking us up this morning. It's just a blessing to be alive. I just want to thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy, Lord, and thank you, God, for leading and guiding me through this journey this evening. I just want to ask God that he ordained this event this evening, so I just want to thank him for the protection that he's covering me today to go forth with the teaching and the word of God today. So it's just a blessing to be able to serve God this evening. So I want to thank everyone who has joined us this evening. And today we will be discussing about healing. What healing is, an act of God through the person of Jesus and the prayers of the saint, where a person is healed physically or delivered from emotional, mental, or spiritual afflictions. We are healed by Jesus' stripes. That's Isaiah 53 and 5. So the scriptures, I have four scriptures that if you have your Bibles, you can open them up and write these scriptures down if you're having any problems with healing in your body. Isaiah 53 and 5, but he was pierced through from our transgressions, and he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening of being well-being fell upon him, and by his sores we are healed. Matthew 8:16 and 17, when evening came, they brought to him many who were demonic possessed, and he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were ill. 17, this was to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet. He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases. 1 Peter 2 and 24, and he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds we were healed. James 5:14 and 15. Is anyone among you sick? Then we must call for the elders of the church. They are to pray over us. Anoint us with oil in the name of the Lord. 15. The prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, they will be forgiven by God. So I just want to just let everyone know that I'll be doing a series of storms. This is my first teaching on the first storm, and there are many circumstances that we go through that pertain to healing. Healing can come in different forms. It can come in our bodies, our mind, our spirit, our soul, our hearts. All these sins can be healed through the grace and mercy of God. Storms will exist throughout our lives, but we must develop a relationship with God so that the storm can be transformed by reading the Word of God, by prayer, by praise and worship. And ask God to give you a song to sing in your heart so that you can soothe, calm down that storm. I have a song that God gave me for healing. God gives me prophetic songs, and I had a song that when I was going through my storm, that God gave me, but this is another song about healing. My God will heal your body. My God will heal your body. My God will heal your body, if you just believe it. My God will heal will heal your body if you just believe it. If you just believe that God will heal your body, you have to use your faith. You have to connect your faith and believe it, and God will heal your body. God will prevail, and God will get the glory. God will get the victory. There's ways on how to receive your healing from God. As a child of God, we are entitled to healing through the blood that Jesus shed when he was whipped by his stripes. Healing is received by faith because we stand on God's promises and we stand on God's word. When we ask for healing, don't doubt your healing. We must repent our sins. 1 John 1:7-9. It tells us to confess our sins. Unconfessed sins in our life need to be addressed. When we confess our sins, God forgives us of the burdens we are carrying, and healing can be released in our Heavenly Father. We welcome you, and God welcomes you with open arms. That's Luke 15. You need to release unforgiveness from your heart. If you're holding a grudge against anyone, you need to release it. The pain, the hurt, somebody who has wronged you, give those feelings to God. That's Matthew 6:15. You say, Father, I have been holding bitterness in my heart against whoever because they did this, whatever, to me, and I regret not forgiving them as you have asked of me. People don't get healed because they are holding bitterness in their heart and in their spirit. It can affect your healing process. So you need to turn those battles. You need to turn those burdens. You need to release them to God and give God those battles. We have battles that's just too heavy for our heart, and so we need God to handle those battles. We need to speak words of faith. Jesus gives us authority to heal and be healed. Speak to part of your body. Speak to the parts that's affecting you. Speak to the pain. Speak to the hurt that's in your body that needs healing. You need to command to be healed in Jesus' name. That's John 5:8. Sometimes healing is not what a person needs. People will receive healing, but it doesn't mean that it would go forth, because sometimes you don't need healing. You need to be delivered. You need deliverance. This is a spiritual infirmity that has attached itself to our bodies, which is causing health issues in our body. We need to release the blocks of self-doubt. We need to create self-belief, finding the courage to move forward. When you're going through a process of infirmities in your body, you need to detox that old stuff out of your body, out of your spirit, out of your heart, out of your mind, and just ask God to renew those thoughts with new thoughts, with positive thoughts. We need to connect to trust that things will work out if we believe it. Everything can be okay if we just believe it, if we give that to God and tell God, handle this for me, God, and he will handle it. We have to claim the victory in our healing process. We have to claim that our body, temple of God, and that our body is supposed to be pure. All iniquities and impurities that's not of God to be removed. We need to merge in our faith, trusting God to work the power of healing throughout your mind, spirit, and your body. letting go of the burdens and worries that stop your belief that would hinder your healing. Jesus said to heal the sick, Matthew 10 and 8. He said, pray and ask for healing. We have the authority to lay hands on people and heal them. That's Mark 16, 17, and 18. Lay hands is only used by God when it's done in agreement with God. We must exercise healing power with spoken words. We have the authority over our sickness. Any iniquities in our life, we speak over the word of God. We speak power, the power of God. We speak miraculous power of God, that God will heal our body. That the doctors, they give us a report, the doctors give you a diagnosis, but you have to not look at the diagnosis. You have to look at what God can do. You have to claim the victory. You have to look at the situation. You have to create the results, and the results are through God, that God is victorious, that God is a miraculous God, that God has the power to heal all things. All things are possible if you believe it. God died for our sins. We must reach out and take what Jesus gave us through faith. We as believers are entitled to healing, but we must receive faith and accept it from God, because it would be manifest in our lives if we believe that God is the healer, that God is our provider. He provides all our needs according to his riches and glory. That we give the glory this evening to God. We give God the glory for our healing this evening, that anyone that's going through any challenge with their body, you have to speak to that situation. You have to speak over your body every day, claim the victory of healing every day. Get into your word, read scriptures that's dealing with healing, the healing power of God, and you release those scriptures each day. You speak them. You speak it out your mouth. The power is in your tongue. That if you speak those scriptures out, the power of healing can come forth if you believe it. If you trust in God, you give him the battle, and the battle will be won through God. We claim the victory of God. We claim that in Mark 11:23, that it says, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and be cast into in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that you say will be done, that whatever you say can be transformed into the healing power of God. We just have to claim the victory. We have to always claim the victory in God, that God will give you divine healing. The healing power of God can go forth in any sickness that you're going through. Any iniquities and impurities in your body can be released from your body. You just have to remove that mountain. Tell that mountain it has to go. Tell the devil he has no victory. He has no power over your body. That your body is God's body. God created our bodies. So we have to trust in the word of God. We have to trust in the promises of God. We have to stand on God's promises and believe that he can heal you, that he can heal anything that you're going through, anything that you're going through. God, you give God the glory. You give him the victory. God does not heal us for our benefit. We can make cases when we're suffering about praising God through it. Keep your eyes on the prize and exalt his holy and precious name, that he brings great glory to us. He is worthy of our praise. He is so worthy of our praise. We give God the glory this morning. We want to lift him up this morning and tell him, hey, God, I know you're going to handle that battle. I know that battle is won through you. because we are soldiers in the army. We're working for God each day. A lot of us might not know it, but you need to build a relationship with God to let God know that I want to be in the mix of God. I want to be in his army. I want to work for God. I want to serve God so that your victories will be won through God, that your battles that you face will be won through God, that our circumstances, some of them are special conditions that we face in our lives when it comes to sickness in our bodies, but we have to just believe in God. We have to trust in God's word that the healing power is going forth each day. Start manifesting healing in your body. Start claiming the victory. Start bringing the power of God in your body and claiming the victory of healing. The ailments, they are not of God. The impurities, the iniquities are not of God. So if you're standing on the word of God and you tell God, hey, I'm giving this to you, God. My heart is too heavy. I can't deal with this battle. But you have to remember that God handles battles. He handles our battles every day. You can go in the valley, but you got to come out. Things always change. Things never stay the same. Regardless of what you're going through, you might be going through a hard time in your life, or you might be going through a hard time with sickness, but it's got to change. But you have the power to connect with God and let God know that the power of healing is through him. But we have to trust. We have to work our faith. God said we have to put some work into it too. He will help you through the healing process, but you have to put some work in it too. You have to claim the victory. You have to be into your word. You have to be into praise and worship. You have to just give God the glory. You have to just surrender that problem. Give that problem to God. Say, God, I surrender. I surrender it all to you, God. I give this problem in my body, I just release it to you, God. I give it to you. I give you the glory, God. I give you the glory through this situation. That we as believers have to trust in God and believe that God is a healer. He's the only healer. He's the only one that can get you through whatever you're going through, whatever ailment that's in your body. God is the one that will prevail. God is the one that will give us the victory. So I'm just claiming right now, I'm decreeing, speaking dominion and power over all our situations with ailments in our body. I decree that we all are healed by his stripes, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that the devil has no victory over our body, that our bodies are God's bodies. So our body's supposed to be clean and supposed to be pure. But you have to connect your faith with God, and let God say connect your faith with your belief and trust in God and give God the glory. Keep giving God the glory through your situation. Don't think of the situation. Claim the results. The results can be won through God. So I'm claiming that the storm of healing, we asking it to be removed right now, and we casting that ailment in the sea. We giving God the glory. The devil, we stumping him and telling him, you got to go. You ain't got no place in my body. You don't have no place here. You don't have no place whatsoever here. You got to tell him that he's got to flee. But to make the devil flee, you got to speak God's words. You got to speak God's words. You got to praise and worship. You got to sing a song. You got to meditate on those words. You have to claim the victory. Because, see, the devil, he can't stand when you say the word of God, God's promises, God's words. He can't stand. He has to get out your house. He has to get out your body. So I'm giving God the glory this morning that God is a healer, that God is in the mix of healing on this line today. Anybody that's battling with anything, you have to just release that problem over to God and tell God, I don't have no problem in my body. My body is the temple of God. My body is clean. My body is pure. You have to speak words out your mouth. Speak words out your mouth that by his stripes I'm healed. Keep saying it over and over and over until it gets into your spirit, till it gets into your heart, till it gets into your mind, that till you have a renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind comes through the healing power of God. You put those things in your mind of what you want to come out. That's just like with anything that we're battling with. You have to speak over that situation with the word of God, with his, and standing on his promises. He gives us the promises, and we stand on those promises, and we believe that those promises are coming forth, that God is a miraculous God, that God has the power to heal our bodies. You can go, you can get you some blessed oil. You know, you can have that oil, have it blessed, have it prayed over, start claim wherever that area that's troubling you, or that area that's hurting you, or anything that's paining in your body, you put some oil over it and bless that area with God's words, with God's promises. And you will see, if you start claiming that, if you got a pain, you start saying, I don't have no pain. I don't have no pain. There's no pain in my body. You keep manifesting that. You keep speaking that. That pain will go away. But you got to be continuing. You got to continue with it. You have to be consistent with it and believe that God is going to heal your body. Because he is a miraculous God. He's the healer. We're standing on his word. We're standing on his promises today. So anyone that's battling with anything, just put your hands up and say, I surrender, Lord. I surrender this situation. You don't even have to speak the situation. You don't even have to, if it's a diagnosis that the doctor gave you, don't even say it. Don't even put it in the universe. Just claim the victory through God. Claim the victory that God will prevail, that God will get the glory, that God will be victorious. And that's what I'm claiming today. I had situations over my body, and I speak to my body all the time. Things, I had high blood pressure. I battled with anxiety, depression. I battled with a lot of different things, but I start speaking over my body, and my body reacts to, your body reacts to what you speak. If you claim healing, you keep claiming healing, your body will be healed. But you have to believe it. You have to use your faith and connect it with God, and you will get the victory. But you have to believe it. Don't have no doubt in your mind that your body can't be healed. Don't have no doubt at all in your mind. So I'm asking for a music break at this time. Give myself away.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can, come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embrace this? Come on, tell him. Here I am.
Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in
Okay. I just wanted to let everyone know that we host a prayer line through Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock in the morning. And that's Central Time. It's 6 o'clock Eastern Time. And I would like to invite you, if you would like to join us, this is the number you can call. It's 218-895-0280. And you can dial, the code is 772-937. That's the word prayer. So if you are early riser, you can get up and get on the line with us, and you will be truly blessed by praying for others that you're serving God. And also, if you went through the computer, you can make sure that you hit follow, because follow will let us know how many people was on the call on this teaching today. Also, we're having our conference is coming up through Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters. If you're interested in it, it's going to be in Detroit, Michigan. It's May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And God is going to be using us in a mighty, mighty way. And if you're interested in it, you can go on eventbrite.com, and you can go and it can give you more information about the conference that's taking place in May. So I had some announcements, so I just want to let everyone know that if you would like to attend the conference, if you would like to get on the prayer line, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome anyone that's ready to be a soldier in the army for God. So I just want to thank everyone today that the healing power is going forth this evening on this line, and I'm claiming that the victory of healing, that anyone that's battling with anything today, that I claim that by his stripes, you are already healed. You've already been healed. So I'm just believe it, just trust it, and use your faith to make it happen. That get into God's word, praise and worship, sing a song through the battle, and the battle will be won through God. So I just wanted to thank everyone for joining me this evening. That I'll be doing a series every fourth Sunday at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And I'll be doing another storm next month. Each month I'm on Blog Talk Radio. It's www.blogtalkradio. And you can go on there, and you can go on the computer, or you can go on you can call the number. The number is 661-449-9911. Or you can go on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders with an S International. So you can hear the broadcast. There's different ministers. There's different ministers that's teaching throughout the month. So you can go on that, and it can tell you who's going to be on throughout the month. So I just want to just thank everyone that joined me this evening. I just praise your name. It's just a blessing to be in the mix with God, and that we claim healing power through everyone's body today. We claim the victory. We claim protection over your body, and that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that God is in the mix of healing on this line today. So I just wanted to thank you for joining me. I turn it over to Prophetess Teresa Dots.
Well, we praise the Lord today. We just give God all of the glory, because we know that healing is the children's bread. And to me, when I read that scripture in Matthew, Matthew 15:22-28. Evangelist Monica, she hit it. If you want your healing, you apply the word to that situation. And she talked about going into a place of praise and worship, standing on the word of God. And we know that those pains are real, aches are real, but you can decree a thing, decree it, and it shall be established. Healing is the children's bread. Jesus told the Canaanite woman when she came to him, and she said, "What, have mercy on me." She was talking about her daughter was possessed with demons and needed healing and deliverance, and I believe Evangelist talked about that also. And she had demons that need to come up and out. God talked about he wanted us to be in good health. It is God's will for you to be whole. Spirit, soul, and body. When Jesus died on the cross to save us from the penalty of sin, the Bible tells us that by his stripes we were healed. So we have to believe it. We must receive it. We must decree it and then begin to walk in it. Be healed today. Let your mind be healed. Let your spirit be healed. Evangelist talked about forgiving. Forgiveness is part of the healing process. So certain things, we have to just let it go. Make a choice to let it go. I am so excited about the word today, and I pray that you were blessed. I know you were blessed with the word of God that went forth out of Evangelist Hardaway's mouth. Receive the word of God in your spirit. Go into a place of praise and worship. Lay hands on yourself. Decree the word over that ailment and be made whole. Keep walking in it. It is our inheritance. Healing is the children's bread. So again, I just got so excited. A sermon just dropped in my belly as she was ministering and teaching the word of God. So again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in and just coming in and supporting the woman of God, and even come back next month, same time. She'll be here monthly teaching the word of God, and we were truly blessed tonight, and we pray that you were also. And if there's anyone that's on the line that you don't know God, you don't know Jesus, and the pardon of your sin, you really don't know how much he truly loves you, and you want to know more about him, we want to encourage you to give us a call so that we can minister to your spirit. And I'll tell you, God will cause a breakthrough to come forth, for your life will never be the same again. It is a season for you to walk in your healing, to get your breakthrough. Take back what the enemy has stolen. Take it back. The kingdom of God suffer violence, and the violence take it by force. So take back your stuff. If you don't know him and you want to know him, we want to encourage you, send us an email. You can email us at kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com, or you can also give us a call at area code 312-574-0212. You can join us on the prayer line. We'll be happy to pray with you, pray for you, and even get in the faith fight with you. That prayer line number is area code 218-895-0280. And just type in the word prayer at 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern. We're there 5 days a week, and we're watching how God is moving We want to invite you to join us, and we want to watch you be blessed of the Lord. Again, I just want to thank Evangelist Hardaway for just sowing into God's people and making herself available to be a vessel for the people of God to be blessed. So we were truly blessed tonight. And if there's anyone that's on the line that you would like to say anything to Evangelist, we want to ask you to press 1 on your phone line. If you're on the internet, we're going to ask you to, we have the chat line open. So if you want to make a comment, we want to give you time to do so at this time. Amen. We're going to just open the lines for words of encouragement.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Amen. Yes, praise
Hello.
The Lord.
Yes, my name is Joanne, and I was calling to tell Evangelist Monica that I was truly blessed by her words today of encouragement from God. And Monica is my sister in Christ, and she is growing more and more every day in the Lord. And I truly thank God that she is in my life. And Monica, I just want you to know God is using you in a mighty way, and to be blessed and to continually let him use you.
Amen. Praise God. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to have comments?
This is
yes.
This is Venice. I just want to say, Dennis Hardaway, that I was truly blessed with that word of healing, because I know that I still need some healing. And when you're saying that you have to get a song in your spirit, you know, first read the word and also get a song in your spirit, ask God to give you a song, and that will really help you. So I just thank God for that message this evening, and I'm going to pray and ask God to give me a song in my heart so I can do some healing and so I can do some purging on Audrey. So I thank you so much, Evangelist Hardaway, and you continue to be blessed. You continue to walk in God's calling, what he has called you to do. And thank you so much, and I love you.
Amen.
And hi, this is Tracy, Sister Evangelist, one of her friends. And I just want to tell her that I really enjoyed the message tonight. And I agree with Sister Akri, Joanne Akri, that I can see Monica growing. I even felt a growth from last month to this month. And I just thank you, Monica, and letting God use you the way he is. And I enjoyed your song, and I felt the anointing on that song. God is using your voice, and you keep it up. Amen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Evangelist Wilson.
And
I would like to thank Evangelist Monica for that powerful and anointed word of God, and I got a lot out of it. And I pray that God will continue to pour his blessing upon you. And it was a powerful word. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else? We don't want to leave anyone out. Well, again, we just truly thank God for you, Evangelist. And we know that God is taking you to a higher heights in him, deeper depths. Continue to stay in that word. Continue to walk in his love, his grace and mercy, and keep giving back to God's people. It's so rich and rewarding. So at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist if you would have the final words, and then we're going to say goodnight.
Yes, I would like to thank everyone
for those acknowledgments, and I just really thankful and grateful that you joined me on the line this evening, and it's just a blessing to be in the presence of God, to be able to serve God, to be able to trust in Him and believe that He can work all things out for us, that the battles, we are going to go through some battles. We're going to continue to go through some battles as long as we're living. So we have to learn that the battles are not ours, that the battles is God. And we have to turn those battles over and give the battle to God and let Him handle the battles. That we have to learn to surrender our life to God. We have to learn to surrender the situations that we're going through in our life. We have to learn to give it to God. And that we have to learn that we have to lift God up and be grateful and thankful that God gave you another day, that you are on this line today. It's just a blessing that we're still here to be able to be on Blog Talk Radio, that we're here listening to the Word, getting some teaching out of God's Word. God, He used me. I'm a vessel for God. I'm just so thankful and so grateful to be in his army, that I'm working for Him. It's just a true blessing to be a soldier in the army for God, working for God and serving Him and giving Him the glory and the praise each day. I'm a praise and worshiper. I love to praise and worship. I love to sing a song in my heart. God has given me many songs because I've been through something. I have a testimony. I have many testimonies that I have to help someone else with my testimonies, because God just been so good and God has gotten me through so much. So I just give Him the glory today. I give Him the praise and worship, and I honor Him today. And I just thank Him for using me, and I thank Him for allow me to be a vessel to help someone else. It's all about serving. It's all about helping someone. That it's not about us. It's about God. It's about helping, doing what God wants us to do. That we have to give the glory to Him. We have to lift Him up with the highest praise. Hallelujah. It's a hallelujah praise today. Because I know someone got delivered on the line today. I know someone is going to go tomorrow and start claiming that the healing power is going forth in their life, and that they're going to speak over their body, and that they're going to claim the victory, that healing is going forth, that God is a miraculous God, and that we're going to give Him the glory. We're going to give Him the victory. It's going to be a testimony about how God released that healing in their body. So I just want to thank everybody that joined me today, and I'm just so grateful. I'm so filled today with God's words and with God's anointing, and I just love serving Him. I just love serving Him. So I just want to thank everyone again. Thank you for joining me, and continue to join me in the next storm. My next storm will be on finances, and we all need to have some words, some teaching about our finances so that we can continue to make it grow, make that plant grow. So I just want to thank everyone again. I yield the line back to you, Prophetess.
Amen. March 22nd. Yes, March 22nd. Evangelist will be back on the line, same time, same place. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Keep yourself in the love of God. God bless everyone. We love you, and you have a blessed rest of the evening.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.